All right, we'll see if we're on here.
Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world.
Faith,
faith is the victory.
Faith,
faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword, the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquer death is still our shining shield.
Faith,
faith is the victory.
Faith,
faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread and echo with our shout.
Faith,
faith is the victory.
Faith,
faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him who overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of life, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the host of night in Jesus' conquering name.
Faith,
faith is the victory.
Faith,
faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and for contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my Lord. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow so rich a crown? His dying crimson soul, my life, my all.
Amen. Well, how is everybody doing out there? I hope you can hear me okay. I am going to have to look at my audio here real quick to see if I'm not redline blasting you all out of here. So hopefully you can hear me okay, and all is going well on your end for sure there. I hope that's the case. But you let me know. I hope you heard the music okay. I'm going to switch over, and let's see. I'll probably put – let me put the live – let's go here. Let's go here. Let me put the live broadcast over here. That way I can see your responses, and I can monitor. I'm using two monitors today. So I'm not using the typical three that I normally do, which makes things a little different for me. Everything is a little bit different. You're going to have to be patient with me as I get through everything that I'm doing here and all that good stuff. Were you able to hear the music okay? We worked on the echo a lot and did a lot with that, and Andrew did a whole bunch with that. The guys did a whole bunch with that. Right now it's funny because I'm going to take these off because they're driving me nuts. But anyway, right now it's funny because there's no lights on in here except the studio lights that are in here. And I'm not used to any of that. So it's a little different, but it helps for you guys out there for what you see. It'll help it come in clear. And we'll be tweaking the audio. We'll be tweaking the studio. We'll be tweaking a lot of things over the next probably 3 or 4 months. So, because I plan on doing a lot. I plan on having interviews, call-ins. We are really going to do a lot. We are going to be streaming on multiple platforms. I'm very excited about it. We pushed ahead to get things going here today as quick. Brother Andrew worked. I can turn the music up. We turned it down just a little bit to make sure. Do you guys think the music needs to be a little bit louder? Can it be a little louder? Let me know about that, and we'll work on that to make sure that gets a little bit louder for you in that sense. Let me transition here. Oh, you can't see that. That's kind of funny. There, now you can see that. That's that screen right there. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get used to it. So if I'm showing you a video and you're like, you got to say, Pastor, I can't see the video. I'm just seeing your face here. What's going on? Then you're going to have to tell me, okay, because you're going to have to work with me and be patient with me till I figure everything out, okay? But we still have some more to do. This photo right here, this is from the Baptist Historical Society. They put together these prints here, these Baptist prints. You know, and that's what that is, okay? So we'll work on getting the music a little bit louder here. I can turn that desktop audio up just a hair. Maybe a little louder, sounds a bit low. Yep, because my volume's up a little bit. That's just me. My volume's always up. But anyway, you're seeing you. Isn't that funny? That's what you're seeing. You're seeing all of you over here. But that's what this photo is right here. We're going to be changing, or not changing, we're going to be adding to this a little bit here and making that better. We'll be focusing on a lot of different things and, you know, help to get things moving along, all that good stuff. So we'll be working on all that as we keep pressing forward here. We're talking about the metaverse here today, but I want to say hi to everybody and kind of explain. I'm mono, not stereo. Okay. All right. Whatever. I don't know what that means, but somebody can probably explain that. So I hope it does look good. I'll transition so you can see my ugly mug. There you go. I hope it comes in clear enough for you, and we'll say hi to everybody. I want to talk to you for a little while, and then we'll get into our study here today, and we're going to talk about some crazy things that are going on. And there's so many things going on in this world today, but I think the future is headed towards this metaverse. And remember, I told you, we're going to continue to do more with the metaverse, right? We're going to continue to talk more about that and really deal with the metaverse. and all that good stuff. Oh, I'm glad, Jamie Vaughn, you're able to catch that. Hopefully you heard the sermon from last night. Watch this. I'll transition that. There you go. Hey, look, it's me down there in the box with Google. Isn't that awesome? I think. Let's see. Let's go to sermon audio. Remember this sermon here. It ended up being a two-parter. It was like 2 hours long. That's what happens when you long-winded preachers. But it's called Fretting Over Finances. These are five reasons not to fret. The rest of the half of that sermon will be uploaded today sometime, I think, or tomorrow, whatever, Brother Andrew, whatever we decided. I can't remember, but something along those lines. So we're gonna put that up, and you'll be able to see that and all that good stuff and listen to that sermon. Because somebody just asked me about that. They asked me, are you going to put that other part of the sermon? Peter did. Peter Fisher, I think it was. Is that his name? Let me go back. He was the first guy to comment. He's like, hey, and oh, by the way, what are you doing? What happened to the rest of that sermon? There he is. Peter Green. Sorry. Peter Green. Yes, Peter Green, you are going to get to hear the other part of that sermon. Lord willing, anyway. We'll get that up, okay? And you could, the camera is so good that you could see flies when they fly on my forehead. That's how good the camera is. Isn't that something? And anyway, so the computer, by the way, the computer is working great, Teresa. It is working absolutely awesome. We had a little trouble, but it wasn't Daryl's fault. It was the stuff we had to buy. We had to buy some additional things, and it is working great. We'll get the settings to stereo. Okay, well, we've got mono, I guess, on right now, but we'll change that and get that all working, Brother Andrew says. He's on there right now. Jamie Vaughn's been listening to us for a long time. Well, I'm still here. Still doing what God called me to do. But anyway, so what we are doing here is trying to tweak everything, push everything, get all those things to work right. And the computer was giving us, the computer was fine. It was the little piece that we bought that was giving us a fit. Brother Andrew's going in. He's entering in passwords here. He's going into secret mode. Glad I switched that around there. Boy, that'd be a mess. But anyway, he's going in there and getting the, going to be changing this around here while we're speaking. So he's doing that right now. I hope he's got that password he needs for that. But anyway, Justin Money, you have not missed anything yet. I haven't gotten started yet. We will talk about the metaverse and we'll deal with that here in a second, but I'm saying hi to everybody. And somebody asked me if I could do Cliff Note kind of, videos that are shortened ones. And, you know, I can't really, I don't have that capability yet, but, we'll get it. We'll get it and get moving. So Brother Andrew's going to tweak a few things here. So just let me kind of talk for a few minutes here and say hello to everybody while he's working on all that. And he's going to get that put into stereo for you all so that comes in clear. And then we'll keep moving and get everything taken care of like that. I hope you're all doing well. I hope you had a good week and or had a good week last week and that all is well with you and had a good weekend here. We had a great time out here. The reason why you saw that video that you saw was we had our house and we were together out here. Our church was on Sunday and we spent the time together. Brother Andrew in the afternoon finished up with the show and he came early this morning. Andrew did. Uh-oh. Getting an error. Maybe because of the team view. Not sure. See. Hopefully it doesn't kick us off here. Oh, data, it said. Uh-oh. YouTube is not receiving enough data. I hope not. I had like 46 people on here then. Yep, it's buffering. All right, well, hopefully that fixed it. I don't know. It's saying that YouTube is not receiving a video. I hope it is. Oh, let's see what happens here. It was buffering. Hopefully it's not now. Hang on. The signal will get fixed. Granderson. All right. See what happens here. I know we got a big enough, strong enough computer. Lisa asked me how the computer was working. It's working just fine. There isn't any problems with the computer at all. So let's see if it's still going to keep buffering. Stereo is good now. Buffering. Hopefully it stops that. Do we stop buffering like that? But I don't know. We'll see. What happens? I'm cutting in and out. Uh-oh. Saying my stream status is... I think it's better now. I think the signal came back on. We lost a bunch of people because it was running through. So we'll see what happens here. Back to... Yep, it's like the connection is back. We're good. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll gain our people back here that we lost. Be able to back up. Sorry about that. We're still working on all stuff. So what happens? Touch with here. All right. I hope everything is it cutting in and out still? It says here that excellent connection, it says. And it says sounds good, Justin. I'm glad to hear that your family got together. Sound keeps blinking in and out. Well, hopefully it doesn't now. Brother Andrew said he fixed it, so we'll see. Matthew Hudson says it's good now. And we'll wait just to see if we got it before. Let me see. I'm going to get some ready here. Oh, I'm that's what I'm gonna do. Looks like we're doing just fine here. So all right, well, a few people are cutting out on them. Happens. Hit it. See if we have right audio. I believe that the metaverse is completely antichrist as well. I believe the whole setup is. Audio stream's current bit rate is 0, lower than recommended bit rate. All right, so the audio is cutting in and out and having some. Let's see. Andrew City, back in one more time. All right. Hey. So wait just a second here. We'll get it. All right, let's see if he... It's going to take a minute. All right. Now it's... Yeah, he's got to fix the setting on... On it real quick. Just a little fixed. No, we tried this before and it worked just fine. But when you go live and you're doing different things, yeah, stuff happens. Just give us a minute here. It's definitely a challenge when you are setting up a new system. Andrea says she's not having any problems. It's because you're from Iowa. Andrea, that's why. That's the real issue. All right, Jessica and Summer are with Becca, and they are listening in. And hopefully, yeah, hopefully that the video, these things are so touchy. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm a Mac person. I don't really like Windows. But for this, we had to use Windows. And that's just the way it goes. So anyway, we're working on the Echo too. We'll have to do some adjustments to that and fix all that. Cindy Nelson says it is cutting in and out. So we'll see. We'll see what happens here. Hopefully you can hear everything okay in a second here. It looks like Brother Andrew is done with that. We will see what happens. And it's saying YouTube is not receiving enough of the video. So we'll see how that goes here in a second. But let's see. Let me check with Brother Andrew here and make sure. Should be good now. He said, I'll listen to see what happens. And how's the echo sound from that end, Brother Andrew? The audio should be fine. It should come in stereo now. All right. We should be able to get that situated. Here, sound is good now. I don't know why it's saying I don't have enough video. But, hey, what's new, right? All right. Let's see. I'm going to move this over here. Then I'm going to move this here. Okay. And then transition this to here. There you go. Now I can monitor that audio and take a listen to it and look at it. Error is from when I was on TeamViewer. Okay. All right. Says we should be good now. We should be all good. Let's see. There we go. Sounds good. Picture good. Now we can get to it. Is this Windows 11? I don't know. Windows something. Again, I'm a Mac guy, so yeah. All right. Anyway, there's a little echo, but that's because I'm loud, so we're going to have to figure out how to fix that. and all that good stuff, right? We'll figure that out all in due time, my friends, all in due time. So we have to be patient with one another and see what we can do, right, about that. It'll take a little bit of time to fix all those things, to get them working in the right direction the way that we need them to go. But we'll get there, all right? We will get there. It'll be a work in progress. We still have a few sound tile things to pick up and all those other things that we're going to kind of put in here to work on the sound and the echo and everything, all that good stuff. So we'll be working on it, and we'll be tweaking it and figuring out what we can do. But boy, is it way better than it was before. And it will be. It'll be better. But I can hear it a little bit, so I know it's there. And we will be playing around with that. Now, we are going to talk about the metaverse. And if you don't know what the metaverse is, I did preach on the metaverse before, or I taught on the metaverse before. And I will type that in here. Dangers of the Metaverse, it was called. AI Altering Your Own Reality. You can find that on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. Or you can find that on YouTube, right? And they're all there, okay? So you can learn about that. The metaverse is a alternate reality. But let's give you a little bit of a... Whoops, I have to go hit that button over there. So let me have you look at something here real quick. And we have a little bit of a glitch that I have to fix. But look at that.
I'll be right back.
There is a glitch. Hopefully that'll focus back in and not get all crazy on me like it did before. But who knows? I might just be one big blur on here as we try to figure all this fun stuff out. Anyway, but sometimes you have to refocus, and I might have to do that a little bit. So I might be bouncing back and forth for a while. I might have to have my wife come down to the studio and help focus that in a little bit for me and hit that button for me. While she chases around Gideon and all the other fun stuff that she has to do right now, right? Anyway, so that is the way that it is. But, yeah, my inside voice. No, I don't have that Ray Comfort folksy voice like that. Yeah, you know something, Andrea? It's really interesting, but let's look at the definition of the metaverse. A virtual reality space in which users can interact with a computer-generated environment and others. A blend of meta and universe. Personal computer. It's immersive. Basically, it's immersive technology. Think about the Matrix. Think about that. If you think about the Matrix, if you think about those things, then you'll understand what the metaverse is. You'll get a good understanding of it, of what the metaverse actually is. It's basically the Matrix. It's basically you being fully immersed into an online world. And it's creating avatars, right? It's creating avatars of yourself, and those avatars, what they do is they are basically you in a digital world. Now, there's immersive technology that goes beyond that. We're going to look at that today, that touch and everything else. But I want you to understand what the scriptures say about those things. Basically, it's virtual reality, Justin, basically. But I also want you to understand what the scriptures say. And when you understand what the Bible says about some of these things, it will better help you. You know what I didn't put on here, Brother Andrew, if you're listening, what we should have. I didn't put my scriptures on here, my Pure Bible Word Search from Pastor Hoggard, which I like to use. I bet you didn't get that on here either. That Pure Bible Search, that should be on here. I can see it blurry over here. It's not focused, but I don't know what you guys see from your end. It might be just because it's closer to me that I can see it that way, but that's okay. Anyway, but that metaverse is being fully immersed in that digital or online world. But, you know, the Lord has shown us and has taught us from the scriptures a number of different things about that. Okay? And I want to talk to you scripturally about something here before we get started with that, and I show you some other things here. I'm going to get my Mac, if you hold on a second here. I am going to get that because, after all, it just works for me, as you know. Okay? So, I'll have this over here. I don't even think you can probably see this, right? But anyway, as long as you can see everything and I don't look like a big old fuzzy purple people eater, then we're going to be okay. And if I do, it doesn't matter anyway, because you're not here because of the way I look. Right? I want to remind you of a few things that the Lord said. All right, I want you to see some things here. You're not going to be able to see this, but I'm going to read it to you. You can look in your own Bible. All right. Wow, Best Buy is trying to get a hold of me. That's funny. All right. Okay. Let's do it this way. There we go. There we go. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 27. Okay? Matthew chapter 5, and we'll get that other program on here so you guys will be able to see that. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 27. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. So, what God said in his word, what he warned us about, is our minds. He warned us about our minds, that if you sin in your mind, then you are guilty already, right? That you are guilty already of that sin, even if you didn't commit adultery. But if you've lusted in your heart, if you've lived those things out in your heart and your mind, you're already guilty. So my point as a pastor to you, as a preacher of the gospel to you, is this. If you believe that it's okay that you do those things on the metaverse or in the metaverse. And it's not the same as doing it in the real world. In God's eyes, it is the same. In God's eyes, it's the same. You are guilty already of doing that. You're guilty of that sin because you've done that. If you do it in the metaverse, you're doing it in real life, in God's eyes. Now, that of course, it's not the same consequences for those actions. But as far as between righteousness and holiness, right? Then you are guilty of that, Jesus said. You have broken God's law already. Whether it's the metaverse or not. There's another one that I want you to consider. I believe it's Ezekiel chapter 8. Then said he unto me, son, verse number 12, then said he unto me, son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. They do it in the chambers of their imagery, in their mind. And they're living out those perverted things, or those wicked things, or those things that God hates in their mind. That's where they're living out those things. It's exactly where it is. And they're just as guilty before God in the, if they're doing it in the metaverse. And all this is going to do, all that's going to do is create more sin in the world, more wickedness in the world, more vileness in the world, more perversion in the world. That's what it's going to do. That's what the metaverse is. Only it's going to be so immersive, it's going to connect them so well to their sin and their wickedness, it will remove all restraints. The metaverse is like, it's going to be like liquor. It's going to be a drug. It is a drug. And because it's a drug, it's going to remove all restraint like drugs do. When you drink booze, you get drunk and you act like an idiot and you fornicate or you take advantage of women or women allow themselves to be taken advantage of. Why? That's the metaverse. That's a drug. It removes, Proverbs 31 says it removes those inhibitions. And depravity is depravity. And where there's no restraint, they will do wickedly. Look, they're going to sell this stuff as a cure for pedophilia. They're going to sell this stuff as a cure for any of it. Any crime. There won't be any crimes anymore as long as they're committed on the metaverse. That's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly the direction that they're going. But God is going to judge that. God is not going to let them get away with that. It's the same thing as pornography. pornography, that word pornea, that's the same thing as fornication. Husbands, if you're looking at, or men, if you're looking at pornography, or women, but if you're looking at pornography, if you're practicing fornication, that's what that is. That's fornication. That's exactly what that is. And you need to be aware of that. You need to understand how God views those things. Because that's exactly how he views the metaverse and any of those other things that people abuse, that people use. That's who they are. That's what they're doing. That's what these people are doing out there, and they're popularizing it. I mean, we don't have time to make the connections with AI and everything else. There's so much into it. There's so much that goes along with it. There's so much that is connected with it. And there's so much desensitizing to it. That's what's going on. It's a desensitizing to sin and wickedness and vileness. And that's why Jesus warned us, you're still breaking God's law. That's exactly what you're doing. Only it's going to be worse. Because I believe what's going to happen is it's just going to completely consume these people. It will be so addictive. It will be more addictive than any drug that you can imagine. Because you have to understand, you're going to have Elon Musk and his Neuralink, the connections with that. You're going to have AI. Let me tell you where I believe this is going. I believe that they are setting this up with the metaverse, that a man will be able to sleep virtually with any woman that he ever wants to for a price. And it will all be done online. It will all be done through the metaverse. That's what I believe. I absolutely do. And I believe you're going to see these movie stars. You're going to see these rock stars. You're going to see these women. They are going to sell the rights to basically like 3D print their bodies and put them online for men to sleep with. That's what I believe they're going to do. I absolutely believe they're going to do that. And they're going to sell that as a fix. I absolutely believe that. Now, having said that, let's look at this. A researcher's avatar owned by Meta, right? Platform owned by Meta, excuse me, making her the latest victim. A researcher's avatar was sexually assaulted on a metaverse platform owned by Meta, making her the latest victim of sexual abuse on Meta's platforms. Now, I'm going to be very careful with how much of this I read. I think this guy is one of the biggest devils. I think that guy is possessed. I think he is absolutely 1,000% possessed. Mark Zuckerberg. I absolutely believe that guy is an absolute diabolical, devil-possessed man. A researcher entered the metaverse wanting to study users' behaviors on Meta's social network platform, Horizon World. But within an hour after she donned her Oculus virtual reality headset, she says her avatar was raped in the virtual space. Metaverse, another cesspool of toxic content, a new report published by the nonprofit advocacy group Some of Us on Tuesday, details the researchers' violent encounter in Meta's Horizon world. According to Some of Us accounts, users invited the researcher to a private party on Horizon World earlier this month. Users in the same room then asked her to disable a setting that prevented others from getting within 4 feet of her. The report linked to a video that the group says shows what happened to the researcher's avatar from her perspective. In the video, a male avatar gets closer to her, basically makes lewd remarks to her, basically brings out a bottle of vodka, and basically virtually rapes her. That's what happened. That's what happened. I'm not going to read you the entire article. The reason I'm not going to read the entire article is it's too graphic. And I really don't want to give any credence to that. But I do want to get you to understand the direction of this. So you can understand where they're going with this. She actually said that because of the haptic things, she could feel vibrations of being attacked. That's what she said. She's basically saying that she could feel those vibrations of things as if she was really being raped. Now, this is the direction of our world. You can go back to pornography and look at the violence that pornography has produced. Men like Jeffrey Dahmer and other men who said that they lived on watching pornography and everything else and how violent that it made them. All this is going to do is create more violence. More exploitation, more violence of women. And they're going to live out those things in the metaverse. She said she could feel herself being assaulted, but then check this out. Then she, and I'm not going to read you the whole article. You can read that, you can read that on your own. I don't feel like it's a good thing to do because I have children that listen to this program also, and I try to keep it family friendly. I will tell them the truth. I do preach some harsh things, but I'm very careful not to be too graphic. Okay? She was like Dinah going out to visit the daughters of the land, right? Look what happened to Dinah. That is gross, but check this out. She said that the man passed around a bottle of vodka to the other avatars in the metaverse, and they were all watching her being sexually assaulted. That's what she described. They were watching her being sexually assaulted. Now do you understand what these people are doing? This is what they're doing. By the way, that's true, Betty. Betty says, I appreciate that too. I don't want my wife hearing a bunch of nasty stuff or my daughters or other ladies or men even. Now, we don't want to defile ourselves. So I'm being very cautious with it. There's guys that go way more graphic with me than stuff, and they like to talk about all the sick stuff. And man, they like Scott Johnson doing like 32 stinking episode essays on child pornography. I'm sorry, no one needs to know that much about child porn, okay? They just don't, all right? And I don't care if he gets mad at me. I don't care. Scott Johnson hated me a long time ago. Big deal. Bye. But you know what? No one needs to hear that. No one needs to hear those graphic details of everything. No one needs to hear that. You know what? That messes with people's minds. So anyway, you won't get that here. If you're looking for that, you ain't getting it here. Because I don't do that. So think about that. So here's what's going on. That's what they're doing. So here's this reporter lady, right? This investigative lady, right? And here's all this stuff going on. It's like a private room party. She said the incident left her disoriented. She said the researcher the researcher noted her controller vibrated when the male avatars touched her. That's sick. Do you understand that they made it react to that? We said that's what they were going to do. We said that they were going to do that, that they were going to have all that stuff going on. This is the direction of that immersive technology. I have so much on AI that we're not going to even get to today. But it's there, and I might do it Friday or Thursday. I don't know which. One of those days. Right? Probably Thursday or Friday. I've got a busy week. We got to preach. By the way, you pray for us. Saturday, we're preaching. And Pride at the Park in Northfield. Last year, the chief of police gave us a hard time. Anyway, so I'm being very cautious with what I say and how I say it for the reason of not being too offensive. All right? But anyway, so that's one example of that, okay? I'm going to give you another one. Let's see. That was that one. Here's another one. We're going to show you another one here in a second, okay? Let me go back to my... Yeah, you can see that. Okay, good. But let's see. Remember the Tamagotchis? Anybody remember that when you were a kid? They had the Tamagotchis. Remember those? Anybody remember those? Let's see if I can find one of those. Let's see. Remember these? You took care of these things. They had these little Tamagotchis, and you fed this thing, and it pooped, and you had to pick up its poop. It was great. I didn't have one. I was a man. anyway, remember the Tamagotchis? Thing pooped everywhere. You had to feed it. Pooped. You had to clean up its poop. Had to feed it. Had to put it down for a nappy wappy. Like Aaron likes to take nappy wappies, just so you know. Right? So you got your little Tamagotchis. Do you have one of them Tamagotchis? Sidney Nelson. You were playing Space Invaders having Tamagotchis. No, I'll tell you what Sidney Nelson was doing. She was playing the Konami code. Up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, select, start. 100 free guys on Contra, and then she was like, oh, my Tamagotchi's going off. Oh, he just pooped. Right? Oh, I'm having fun with you, Cindy. Oh. Anyway. Oh, I gotta stop playing Contra. Oh, man. She had to switch over and feed the Tamagotchi. Oh, that's funny. Anyway, it's true, isn't it, Aaron? Oh, man. So then you're playing with Tamagotchis. Well, I bet you never thought that Tamagotchis would be your real baby. Right? Right? Well, check this out. Oh, not that one. This one. Tamagotchi kids, could the future of parenthood be having virtual children in the metaverse? Now hold the phone while I absolutely freak out, okay? Because I absolutely cannot believe that these people have the audacity to even say this. When you go in public, people hate your kids so much. They don't want, and by the way, my children aren't ill-behaved in public either. But they just, a lot of people will comment on how, and most of the children in our church, how when they're out to eat or they go to dinner somewhere that the children sit and they actually eat and they obey and they listen and they're surprised to see families together and all those other things, right? They always tell us that. But you're telling us that, well, you know, we're going to raise kids through the metaverse. Right? That's what you're saying? Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying that's the future. You mean to tell me these people are going to have stinking Tamagotchis for babies? They're going to have little virtual poopers? They're going to change virtual diapers? Really? Yeah, really. Here we go. According to an expert on artificial intelligence, would-be parents will soon be able to opt for cheap and cuddleable digital offspring. Okay, stop. Hey, you know what? Teaching got people really mad at me. Oh, there it goes again. Hang on. There it goes again. Sorry, my Tamagotchi pooped. I had to go grab it. Just happens sometimes. Had to go check out my Tamagotchi. It pooped. Had to change it. Had to go feed it. That's the way it goes. All right. Sorry about that. Now I'm back. All right. Anyway. And I got the focus in. All right. Anyway. So basically what they're saying. Whoops, wrong one. That they're going to have little cuttable digital offspring. So they're not really going to parent anybody anymore. They're not going to take care of children anymore. When people tell you they have to go take care of something, go take care of their baby, they're going to mean in the metaverse. And it's not going to be a real child. It's going to be a little Tamagotchi. You know what video got me in a lot of trouble? That's what I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by myself. Here's what I was saying. Pets over people. That broadcast made more old women mad at me than anything I've ever done, I think. I'm not kidding you. It made old women mad at me. Older women, I should say. Older women got angry with me when I talked about pets over people. Now, they never proved any of it wrong, what I said. They never showed me scripturally where I was wrong. They just got mad at me. Right? When we have a nation full of without natural affection that care more for their pets than they do their grandchildren. Some of them don't even take care of their grandchildren and they dote over their pets. Well, that one got me in trouble. That one made some people mad at me. Right? Cat ladies got mad at me. Cat ladies all over the country were mad at me. And even doggy poopy whoopy ladies got mad at me too because I talked about their little petty weddies. Right? Yep. Made some people mad. But that's nothing compared to you having Tamagotchis in the metaverse. Their little fur babies are nothing compared to little Tamagotchi kids. People are going to be running around with little Tamagotchi kids. Name, Tamagotchi kids. Age, yet to be born. Though it won't be long, says Katrina Campbell. Is she pregnant? No. Well, I don't know. That's not the point. What is the point? That some people might decide never to be pregnant ever again. That already happens, doesn't it? True, for loads of reasons, including concerns about the environment, overpopulation, the rising cost of bringing up a child. Wait, okay, so for all those reasons, you're not going to have children? Right. That's what they're saying. They're saying they're not going to have children. And they're going to push this in the metaverse. So instead of them saying, I got to go home and take care of my fur baby. Now it's going to be my virtual child. I got to go take care of my son. Oh, that's noble. Oh, hold on. I could do it right here. Oh. So who is Katrina Campbell then? One of the UK's leading authorities on artificial intelligence. She has a new book out called AI by Design, A Plan for Living with Artificial Intelligence. What does she say in it? That within 50 years, technology will have advanced to such an extent that babies which exist in the metaverse are indistinct from those in the real world. So it really is going to be Mark Zuckerberg stand there saying, I am your father. That's going to be real and stuff. That's going to be real. Like, they're going to be really angry about that. That they can't pollute society, so they're just going to have virtual babies in the metaverse. They're going to actually, like, go to a metaverse hospital, have a metaverse delivery, which I don't want to know what that's like, by the way. I do not want to know. They're going to have a gender reveal party, if it even has a gender. Maybe it won't. Does that mean that Mark Zuckerberg is going to be everyone's dad? No. It means virtual digital children will exist in the metaverse, which, as you all know, is the immersive digital future of the internet. Campbell predicts that they will be commonplace and embraced by society within a half a century. She has called this digital demographic the Tamagotchi generation, after those digital pet toys from Japan. Remember them? So will our new kids be egg-shaped and have three buttons, and will we soon get bored and forget about them? Technology has come on since the 90s. Campbell says virtual children will look like you, and you will be able to play with and cuddle them. They will be capable of simulated emotional responses, as well as speech, which will range from goo goo gaga to back chat as they grow older. I hate it when they become teenagers, then put it off. So would we get to decide how quickly they grow up, or if they ever grow up? Do you understand what they're doing? This is what they're doing. This is their plan. They're not even going to have real children. You won't have to talk people into depopulating the earth. Many of them are going to do it automatically like they are now. They're just going to birth everything in the metaverse. You want to talk about breeding? Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that the Bible speaks of without natural affection. Romans chapter 1, right? In Romans chapter 1, at the end of Romans chapter 1, one of the things of end times is men shall be lovers of their own selves. Timothy talks about that too. They are lovers of their own selves. They are proud, boasters, blasphemers. They're without natural affection. So they love themselves so much, and they don't want to be put out at all by what takes place. So what are they going to do? They'll keep a baby. You know how everybody loves a baby? They'll just keep a baby forever. It'll never grow up. It'll always be that age forever. How sad is that? That these people wouldn't want to have real children and grow and see them grow and to take them through childhood and teach them how to be young people and teach them how to be young men and women and teach them how to grow up in society and be productive. But no. Not in the metaverse. They'll just keep them a baby. Why don't you like your teenagers? By the way, may I remind you that if you have a really big problem with your teenage children, it's your fault. You're the one that raised them to that age. I don't dread my children becoming that. I have a daughter I think she just turned 13, but maybe it's 14. No, 13. I'm pretty sure it's 13. I'm pretty sure I'm right. Man, I hope I am. Olivia just turned, yeah, I think I'm right. I think she just turned 13. And my son is 17. She might have been 14. I can't remember. My son just turned 17. My oldest son. I miss them being babies, like being little, and then their life moving forward in that sense. Like that the time is short that we have with them, and soon they'll continue to grow older and more mature, and they'll be living life, and they'll be growing as adults, and they'll have a family of their own someday. Sure, that part, you'll look back. But to dread that as if, you know, they're what you make out of them. Whatever, what you're raising them for, that's how they are. That's your fault. That's not anybody else's. And if we do get bored with them, well, if you have them on a monthly subscription basis, which is what Campbell thinks might happen, then I suppose you can just cancel. Oh, so you could just cancel your virtual children. Yeah. See, no commitment. No commitment. You're not tied down. You can cancel at any time. Sign up for a free trial, then you can cancel at any time. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that great? It fits this generation. Lovers of their own selves. Without natural affection. So you see these people that are having pets, and they're doing the thing, they're going to be the people that get the Tamagotchi kids. Right? They're going to be the ones that have the Tamagotchi kids. It sounds a teeny, if you can get through it, customer service might be better in the future. It sounds a teeny bit creepy, no? Think of the advantages. Minimal cost and environmental impact and less worry, though you might want a bit of that programmed in for a more authentic parental experience. Yeah, I mean, if you want, you know, but wait, there's more. That's right. But if you want a real parental experience, we can program in some problems with your children, a little bit of rebellion with them. We can program all that in. We could program a little bit of, you know, problems in there. Right? What is this doing? Creating a very antichrist, wicked society that cares only for themselves. Well, I mean, as about a month ago when we stood outside of Planned Parenthood and preached while there was a man there that was talking about, he was a sodomite, and the man was talking about how he didn't care about babies at all, and that he didn't want kids, and how he looked at that picture and said, "Ooh, I'd like to eat that." See what I mean? That's who these people are. And these people could care less. They could really care less about a child. Right? That's who they are. They could care less about a child. They just want something for themselves. That's right, June 21st. Mandy will be 14. So you see, when you look at life like that, when you look at, there's no commitment with these people. They can do whatever they want. They can dwindle society down. And by the way, if they can get the whole world distracted with bread and circuses, have your fornication, rape your multiverse, avatar, do whatever you want, live life virtually, you're never going to take anything seriously. Think of the advantages. You won't, you know, having, so do you see what they say? So what they're admitting in that article, do you understand that they're admitting in that article that they view children as an environmental impact? That's how they view children. That's how they view children is you're just an environmental, you're a little burden, a little environmental impact. That's how they look at them. And you think I'm going to take my kids to a public school? You think I'm going to let a bunch of devil-possessed freaks watch my children? Where a bunch of police officers watched those children get blown away and did nothing about it outside of that place? You think I'm going to hand over my kids to the wicked government and the wicked state for them to try to raise? Bunch of devils. Bunch of devil-possessed lunatics. That's what they are, is a bunch of devil-possessed lunatics. Whole world of hating children is what they are. They got unnatural affection. Any downsides? Well, you might think if you could turn it on and off, it is more like a dystopian doll than a human who is your own flesh and blood, but that's just old-fashioned. Sold. I'll take 2.4 of them, please. Any more of your cheek and you're deleted. Wow. So this is the book right here, AI by Design, A Plan for Living with Artificial Intelligence. Campbell uses behavioral psychology, explores technology, economics, real life, and historical examples to predict 5 future scenarios with AI. That's the metaverse, folks. That's the direction it's going in. That's what these people do. You know, so when you start, so you have virtual rape, right? Then you have that's going on right now. It just went on. It just happened, right? That's what they just showed. Just talked about, right? You have that. And then what else do you have? You have virtual babies, right? That you're gonna have a virtual baby where you just, there's no commitment. You don't have to worry about anything. You can just do what you want, right? Great. And then of course, let's see. Here we go. Nope, that's not the right one. Give me a second here. What's this one? That's the Tama guy. What's this one right here? Oh, nope, that's that one. I don't know where that one went. Let me see here. Let me see if I can find this other one here that I was looking for. The first LGBTQ metaverse arriving on Alphaverse in early 2023. Well, of course, you got to have virtual queerdom in the metaverse, right? You got to have the LGBTQ metaverse, right? Today, French games, technology, blockchain, product developer, crypto blockchain industries together with Crypto Meta announced the creation of the first LGBTQ-focused metaverse set for release in early 2023 will offer a welcoming online space for its community within CBI's Alphaverse. Rachel Kilman and Jordan Weiss of CM are the co-founders of the former QT LGBTQ social app who are now working on building the Qtopia virtual world. Qtopia aims to be an online hangout meeting place for members of the LGBT community and their allies to interact within. Ahead of the full launch of Qtopia, where there will be crypto real estate pre-sales, which include apartments, houses, and other properties within its metaverse. This will allow people to directly invest in virtual space that will generate value for the community. Also part of the project will be the special Qtopia currency, Unicoin, which grants the community access to a unique cryptocurrency focused on supporting LGBTQ-friendly businesses both online and offline. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of select properties and Unicoin currency will go toward LGBTQ charities. The launch of Qtopia will be supported by partners including the Stonewall Inn Gives Back Initiative, Ally Forney Center, and Hudson Pride Center. All kinds of other ones, right? Joshua Zeke, the Qtopia team will also be working with celebrity DJ, TV host, advocate Joshua Zeke Thomas, son of famous NBA All-Star Isaiah Thomas, who will be engaging with the fans and offering an exclusive virtual world experience. We're very excited and proud to announce the first LGBTQ-focused metaverse and partner with Alphaverse to launch it, said Jordan Weiss. Qtopia will support the community by not only providing them with the space to come together virtually from all over the world, but also financially as part of our sales will be donated to charity, and our currency will focus on helping LGBTQ-friendly businesses. The Alphaverse continues to grow. We want to ensure it's inclusive and offers spaces for everyone. Really? Even independent fundamental Baptists? Even fire-breathing, Bible-preaching Baptists? Right? Even those people? Yeah, that's what they're going to do. It's exactly what they want to do. Okay, let's see. Crypto Blockchain Industries is a French company that develops, operates, and invests in video games. By the way, video games are taking over everything. Entertainment, they're taking over movies and all sorts of things. They're totally taking them all over. Video games are becoming the number one immersive technology platform. I can guarantee you that. That's what people are doing. That's who these people are. That's what they do. So, in other words, basically, that's what's going on. Crypto Meta facilitates the creation of Qtopia, an LGBTQ-focused metaverse, part of the Alphaverse virtual world. There you go. That's who they are. That's what they're doing. That's what the plan is, folks. Oops, let's see. I'm going to play a song here, I think, just for a few minutes. And then we'll get right into the rest of this.
As I travel through life with its trouble and strife, I've a glorious hope to get here on the way. Soon my toll will be o'er, and I'll rest on that shore where the night has been turned into day. Up in the beautiful Paradise Valley, by the side of the river of life. Up in the valley, the wonderful valley, we'll be free from all pain and all strife. There we shall live in the rose-tinted garden, neath the shade of the evergreen tree. How I long for the Paradise Valley, where the beauty of heaven I'll see. As I roam the hillside, or I list to the tide, as I pluck the sweet flowers that grow in the dale, a faint picture is there of a land bright and fair, where perennial flowers ne'er fail. Up in the beautiful Paradise Valley, by the side of the river of life. Up in the valley, the wonderful valley, we'll be free from all pain and all strife. There we shall live in the rose-tinted garden, neath the shade of the evergreen tree. How I long for the Paradise Valley, where the beauty of heaven I'll see. Though your garden is rare, it is not to compare with the flowers that bloom in the garden above. In the midst of it grows Sharon's perfect sweet rose. 'Tis the wonderful flower we love. Up in the beautiful Paradise Valley, by the side of the river of life. Up in the valley, the wonderful valley, we'll be free from all pain and all strife. There we shall live in the rose-tinted garden, neath the shade of the evergreen tree. How I long for the Paradise Valley, where the beauty of heaven I'll see. Gone is all my debt of sin, a great change is brought.
All right, well, listen here. So, if you look at this, here's the next thing, right? Here's the next thing. Let's see. This thing keeps, like, popping up. Hang on. Hang on a second here. All right, so I don't know why it's doing that, but it keeps doing that to me for some reason. Why ministering in the metaverse is the Netflix of evangelism, says one. And I want you to think about this, because this is one of the pushes that they're going to use. They're going to basically use ministering in the metaverse, right, to try to get people to do that. Now, whether that's done or not is altogether a different story. We'll use whatever we can to preach to people, right? And to see them get saved. Wherever, I mean, we can preach to people, that's exactly what we're going to do. However, what's happening is that they are pushing compromise in the metaverse to evangelize people, which is what they've always done. Let's find a way to evangelize people without them being offended. There's no way for you to biblically evangelize people without offending them. There isn't a way to do that, friend. There never is going to be a way to do that. If you believe that you can do that, you're crazy, because you're not going to be able to do that. Because people are always going to be offended. And what this man does is he goes on through a list and he talks about how the Metaverse Church Summit was so huge. Nearly 500 people gathered online for the Metaverse Church Summit, which featured a host of Christians involved with ministry in the metaverse. And they're bragging about it and telling how great it is and all this other kind of stuff, and how you need to do that. You need to really evangelize in the metaverse or have virtual church. Basically, they are replacing churches. And personal contact with others with the metaverse. That's what they want to do. Now, you and I are going to come. There'll be a place where you'll have to come to a place where you're going to decide exactly what you're going to do. Right? But these people, what they're teaching and what they're preaching and what they're showing to make people happy, right? Well, you got to witness to them in the metaverse, right? Some experts believe that churches currently being established in the metaverse will eventually overshadow the mega church model of worship. Early this month, He talks about that 30,000 users, 25,000 virtual reality worlds, where some 30,000 users are online at one time. For Christians looking to do low-risk evangelism, what in the world is low-risk evangelism? I don't know what that is. When I look at the apostles in the Bible, I don't see low-risk evangelism. Every single one of the apostles, with the exception of John, they were martyred. There isn't a low-risk evangelism. There's no such thing as that. Well, we need a very low-risk evangelism. So the metaverse would be a good place for that. You know, if you don't want to be too preachy, he talks about. So that whole go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature thing, right? That's a little too preachy, right? That's a little too preachy. Yeah, that's what they're saying. Well, I'll tell you another thing about the virtual world too, though. It's a lot like online. There's a lot of people that can never make it in a good local New Testament church if they had one near them. And one of the reasons why is because they can't love people. And you don't really have to love anybody in the metaverse. I mean, you don't. You don't have to love anybody in the metaverse. Just like online, if all you do is interact with people online and you don't have any personal contact with people, you don't really have to exercise charity. You don't have to learn to grow as a Christian. You don't have to be challenged by things. If you don't have any Christian friends in the real world, that's what happens to people. Because they're the greatest Christian they know. Right? That's just it. They're the greatest Christian that they know. If you have 30 minutes, if you have an hour, you could be doing evangelism from wherever you are. And that's so exciting. Evangelism in other areas can require gas mileage and effort, packing up and going somewhere. But you can do this all from your computer. And any moment, you have some extra time to share the love of God. And that's just remarkable. Revolutionary, really, the hospital chaplain told the audience. Oh, Willem Brock, who does his VR chat ministry on his own time and dime, contends that evangelism in the metaverse, including places like VR chat, is easier than doing it in the real world for a number of reasons, such as meeting in an avatar state or digital representation of yourself. That makes the social risk of sharing the gospel much lower, he said. People are anxious about what if they're ill-prepared, or what if they look like a fool, or what if they look preachy. There are all these anxieties that come with sharing the gospel in VR chat. The metaverse evangelism reduces those in some places completely, eliminates those, Willem Brock said. Oh. Great. So, I mean, you can eliminate being a Christian, basically, and all you can do is just be like a tape recorder. That's what they're saying. Right? Oh, I blacked out again. Hang on. So in other words, basically what it is that you don't have to be a Christian. You can just play one on the internet. That's what they're saying. That's all you have to do. Oh. So without any, right, you don't even have to look like a fool. And you certainly don't have to look preachy. Oh, great. Yeah, you don't have to be that. Hey, that's awesome. I don't have to be preachy. Great. And this is why I think this would be the ideal space if you got an evangelism team. If you're trying to learn how to share the gospel, this would be like the optimal training ground. You could talk to real human beings, hear their concerns, hear their objections, hear what gives them pause for believing in Christ. I really think that's a really exciting opportunity, even for more physical churches as well. Oh. Physical churches? I thought there was only one type of church. Physical. Real. Spiritual body brought together. An assembly. Another reason why it's important for Christian ministries to invest in the metaverse evangelism, said Willenbrock, is that this is where young adults, particularly males, have migrated. These people need you. The demographics of VR chat are really the inverse of the demographics of the church in general in the United States, the metaverse pastor said. Now, your ministry may be an exception, but the church in the United States generally is older, getting older every single year, whereas VR chat is primarily younger. Anecdotally, 17 to 26, that's the range, he continued, quoting passionately from the book of Psalms about declaring God's power to the next generation. So if you're trying to share the gospel with the next generation, here they are. They're in the VR chat, Willenbrock said. He said the audience in VR chat is predominantly younger males who are excited to hear about Christ. Really? Yeah, I don't know any sinners that are excited to hear about Christ. Okay? I don't know any sinners that are excited to hear about Christ. When you go preach the gospel to them as it's written in this book, they are not excited about hearing it. They're downright angry. That's not the reception the apostles got. They got killed. That's not the reception that Jesus got. He got killed. But that's what they're teaching. That, hey, the metaverse is where it's at. Right? That's where it's at. Willenbrock said the audience in VR chat is predominantly young males. Now, of course, there are young men and women in VR chat, but especially young men. We ask ourselves, where are they? And they're here in the VR chat, the pastor said. He painted a picture of VR chat as a place where people are generally kind and receptive to a conversation compared to other social media like Facebook. It can get real nasty on Facebook. But in virtual reality, you have this sense of sharing space. And people are more kind when they share space. And so I think that makes it an exciting place to share the gospel, he said. People can hear the kindness and love and concern in your voice where someone would be lost in the mere text. What Christians interested in evangelism should also know, said Willenbrock, is that many of the young people who spend time there struggle with social anxiety, also referred to as agoraphobia. The people on VR chat are oftentimes neglected by society. These are people, many of who have agoraphobia, They don't like to go into places of community. They may even be shut in, not just for medical reasons, but for social anxiety. And many of those people, they are stuck between a rock and a hard place. You know what those people need to do? Learn to get along with people. They need to learn to be around people. You know what? Your child might have autism. Your child may have a number of different things, and you still have a requirement to teach them. You have a requirement to teach your introverted children, so to speak, to get along with others and to have conversations with others and to grow and to learn and to talk and all those other things. You have that responsibility. That's a responsibility that we all have, to train up our children the way they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. You say, yeah, but they're kind of introverted. Yeah, I know. You got to teach them out of that. You have to teach them through those things. You teach them through those things. You parent them through those things. And you teach them how to function in society. You don't let them go close themselves off to the whole world and never be around anybody. That's not raising a child. You don't give them what they want. You don't do that. You train them and you teach them. And you raise them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. This guy is living in some kind of fairy tale land. What he's describing to you is a fairy tale of evangelism. The anatomy provided by VR chat through the use of avatars, he said, provides a place where they can find love and community. These people, they may be are rejected because they are agoraphobic. They don't have a lot of interaction with people, so they may be lower on the EQ spectrum and may have personality traits that are a little off-putting. But these are people that Christ loved. These are people that Christ embraced. I know, and you're supposed to preach the gospel like Jesus said. By the way, he totally twists this verse around. I'm reminded of these words from the Apostle Paul. Consider your calling, brothers. I say brethren because that's what the Bible says. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. An introvert is not the foolish of the world. That's not what that's saying. Now, you may make the case for being cautious and kind to those that are feeble, right? I understand. But the argument that he's making is not a scriptural argument at all. It's ridiculous. People are dying to have these conversations. Virtual reality suggests provides a safer place for people to discuss religion than in their real life. People are dying to have these conversations because we are told in society, do not talk, never, ever, ever talk about politics or religion. And consequently, religion becomes this very interesting topic, but it's deeply personal. People have their own ideas and you never get to hear about these ideas because, well, it's taboo. Willenbrock said there are many times when he has opened up religious discussions in VR chat about religion and watched his audience quickly grow from one person to an entire room, just listening to the conversation about Christ, about why we should believe in Christ. He says he gives people reasons for his faith, and people interested in doing ministry in VR chat should be prepared to do the same. The church has not been prepared. I think a lot of people, the best answer they got on why they should believe in Jesus is, you should believe. Their grandmother just went, you should believe, he noted. I'm not the big apologetics guy, but I do think people in VR chat are asking for a reason. If we can give them a good reason for why they should believe, I think it's very powerful. I got a good reason for you. You're a sinner, and you're guilty before God. And except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. That's a good reason, right? That's a good reason for you to believe. A good reason for you to believe is that you're in trouble with God. Mark Ryan asked, do you fight against Pride Month? What exactly do you mean by that question, Mark? What does that mean? Do I fight against Pride Month? Actually, I'm going to give everyone out there this weekend, the history of pride, the history of the LGBTQ community, the true history of the LGBTQ community. And we're going to go way back in the history. We're going to go way back to Sodom and Gomorrah. We're going to go way back and give the history. Right? We're going to give the lessons that need to be given for that. Now, as far as that goes, as far as why ministering in the metaverse, what we talked about that, right? The metaverse witnessing. Let's finish up with this here. Okay. Preparing for metaverse evangelism. If one decides to make the jump into metaverse evangelism, Willenbrock warns that it's crucial to be prepared for a personal part of oneself that will emanate from their avatar, their voice. I think our voice needs to be conveying the love and care that we're not here to win a debate or beat them in an argument. We're here to share the most exciting thing in our life. And so I think loving our voice and trying to remind ourselves of why we're here, to not win a debate, but to share the love of God, I think that's really important, he said. Christians should also be prepared to listen. We always want to talk to people. We never want to listen. I think there's a reality that if genuinely we care and listen to other people, people will genuinely care and listen to us. We should be prepared to talk about right off the bat is the question, if you believe in God, why do bad things happen to good people? That question of theology that is going, theodicy is going to be a prime in VR chat. I think the main reason why people are so overwhelmingly moving to that non-category, no religious affiliations, because they're experienced tragedy and pain. And they've cried out to God and, well, God didn't help me out. I'm still experiencing pain and tragedy. Which is, by the way, is totally farce. But see, that's their form of evangelism. That's their form of evangelism. That's how they believe they're to witness. What does the Bible say? Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Paul said that he preached repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said he came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Peter said, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. That sin is the transgression of God's law, and that God is angry with the wicked every day and hath commanded all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is God's command for sinners. That they would know that they are guilty before God, that they are dead in trespasses and sins. And if they do not repent and believe the gospel, hell awaits them for their sin. Because they are sinners and they are exceedingly sinful. And God is righteous and holy. Man is inherently wicked. He is not inherently good. There is none good but God. No, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus died on the cross for sinners. And he was buried and he rose again from the dead. We're to preach the gospel to people. And yeah, if we're one-on-one talking to somebody, we're not going to be raising our voice loud. We're going to be having a discussion. But we're not going to be spitting out niceties. We're not going to be trying to romance them into heaven. We're not going to be trying to romance them in with the gospel. We're to explain to them that God is holy and that man is sinful and that God is a judgment coming upon sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That Jesus is the only way to the Father. And except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. That's what the Bible says. God is angry with sin. God is angry with the sinner. And God is not going to overlook sin. God sent his son to die on the cross for sinners. The Bible says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The Lord Jesus Christ died for sinners, and he was buried, and he rose again from the dead. That's the gospel we preach. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the promise of the gospel. And that's what's to be preached to people. The Bible says that the law was preached that every mouth may be stopped and that all the world may become guilty before God. That's the judgment of God upon sin. Mankind is guilty. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. God hates sin. God judges sin. Sinners will have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The Bible speaks of that. Someone asked me a question. Have you shut down any drag queen story hours? Well, physically, I don't harm anyone, so I don't try to physically shut down anything. I preach the gospel. I preach the Bible. I'm not a violent sodomite like they are. I'm not a violent transgender like they are. I'm not violent like they are. They're the ones that try to shut people down. We preach the gospel to them. We preach the law, a schoolmaster, to bring men to Christ. We preach the Bible to them, and we warn them to flee from the wrath to come. We preach the word of God, warning every man and calling every man to repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says the gospel, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's the gospel. That men are guilty before God and exceedingly sinful. Jimmy asks, will you be live Saturday? Yes, Lord willing, we will be. We'll be live out there Saturday at Pride at the Park. Preaching the Bible. Warning them that they need to be born again. Warning them that they must be saved by the grace of God. Warning them that God is angry with the wicked every day. That God hath commanded all men everywhere to repent. Warning them that judgment is coming upon all, for all have sinned. Well, I'm glad he shut down 20 drag queen story hours. That's great. I'd like to legally shut down 20 of them as well. Because of their teaching and perverting of children. But you know what? The only way to defeat sin is through the gospel. The gospel is what defeats sin. It is nothing else. There is no other way that this wicked world will ever be made right. It's the gospel that saves. It's the gospel that changes men's lives. It's the gospel that's the power of God unto salvation. That's the gospel. That's the only way. All right, everybody. Well, I'm pretty much done here. Let's get to a song here. And then if you want to say hi real quick. you'll have that opportunity to say hi real quick. All that good stuff here. Let's see. Let me find a...
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face, while the storm howls above me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe, till the storm passes by. Many times old Satan whispered, there's no need to try, for there's no end of your sorrow, and there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storms never darken the skies. And when this old long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempests never come.
Oh, by the way, I know the trolls are here. I know they're here. But they're here because there's a bunch of devils that are not too happy that we're preaching the gospel all through Pride Month. They can't take it. But by God's grace, we'll preach. By God's grace, we'll continue on. By God's grace, we will warn them that God is angry with their sin. We will warn them that if they don't repent, hell awaits them. And by the way, just so you know, if any of you desire to threaten me, you're not the first one that did that. I had a stalker guy that told me he was going to come and he was going to destroy me. He was going to hurt me. He was going to do this to me. I had no idea what he could do. All that kind of stuff. And I just gave him the meeting house address and said, well, you don't need to look for my address. Here it is right here. So just remember that. God knows where I'm at, and God takes care of his own. Always has, always will.
Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by, till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this old barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
Amen. All right. Anyway, so pray for our ministry. Number one, we got a lot of preaching. So pray for us. We got a lot of preaching going on here and coming up this month. So please pray for us. And pray for us to finish up the stuff for the studio that we're doing and all that good stuff. We're getting some flooring in, as you can't see that down there, but that needs to be done. And all that good stuff. Also, if you would like, by the way, thank you to everyone who, number one, prayed for us. Number two, also who gave to our ministry to help us to get through everything and to purchase everything. And number three, for all the, from Old Paths Baptist Church, all the men that came over and worked and put everything together, all the ladies that made the meals to help out with all that and all that good stuff. We're very blessed by that. Also, if you'd like to give to our ministry, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com or Pastor Cooley, at iCloud.com. Or you can mail us something. The address to the meeting house is right here at the bottom of our sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley page. You can go down there and you can mail us something if you'd like. And or you can do Apple Pay. There's people that have done cryptocurrency, all kinds of different things. Thank you so much for all that you all have done to help us with that. I am very grateful for all of that, for everything. Also, we will be going live on Saturday out there, and then we will be going. I should be live again here at the studio on Thursday or Friday. Not sure yet. Anyway, pray for us. And we appreciate that. Thanks for your patience as we continue to tweak this and get it better and make everything work the right way there. I appreciate everybody coming on and listening and being faithful with all of that.
Jesus has the table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our